Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I know you failed, but get up. I know it hurts, but get up. One of the things you are going to have to do is get the image of failure out of your head. Because you're seeing this thing all wrong. And this is why you can't have your future, because you keep meditating on the mess up. Stop meditating on the mess up and see yourself walking in the mastery of this thing. Listen to me. If you want your future, get up now. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. I know you're bleeding, but get up. I know it hurt, but get up. I know you disappointed people that believed in you, but get up and try again. Try again. Try again. Right where you are, I want you to see it differently. Know this, that your process may be messy, but your mess will become your message. So what is your why? Because if your why is powerful enough, then you can persevere through the process. What is it? Find it. Define it. Be reminded that you can, you will, you must never give up. The actions that you take, the moves that you make will echo throughout the ages as there is a generation of people who are attached to your why. And if you don't succeed, they'll never believe. So make it happen.
You gotta dream big, start small, act now. Dream big, start small, act now. See, stop waiting for the temperature to change. Stop waiting for your feelings to be in check. Stop waiting for everything to line up. It's never gonna line up. It's never gonna be perfect. You just gotta jump. You just have to jump. You have to believe in yourself, because you already know what defeat feels like. You already know what the pain feels like. You already know what uncertainty and doubt and insecurity feels like. You already know what failure feels like. Give yourself a chance. Give yourself an opportunity. Walk through the door. It's waiting for you. If you can't find a door, you gotta build a door. Stop waiting until the conditions are perfect to begin, and make the conditions perfect. Stop waiting for resources and become resourceful. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Like, get out of your own head. Like, you're still thinking about it. You're still wishing and you're still hoping for it. You're still planning. Like, you've been planning this for 5 years. Get out of your own head. You're making it too complicated. See, complicated is the enemy of progress. I'ma push whoever I gotta push out of my way to get my piece of the pie. You have to go after it. So whatever it is that you're going after, whatever it is you feel as though you've been destined to do, it's are you willing to push whoever, whatever, out of your way to get your piece of the pie, to get your piece? Because the pie's not getting any bigger. When we talk about a dog mentality, the dog scrambles, the dog barks, the dog runs after whatever it wants. When a dog is hungry, move out of his way, because it's coming for blood. And the reason why you don't have what you want is because you are not hungry.
angry enough!
At the end of the day, winners win and entrepreneurs make money. When we accept failure, we find success. When we don't own failure, we'll never find success. About 10 years ago, around 2010, 60% of businesses were family owned. Today it's only 42% because people made excuses. They blamed Obamacare. They blamed the economy. They blamed whatever the hell they could come up with. But how many people during those years started businesses and became millionaires? Every one of those excuses was bullshit. Every single one. He or she who creates the best reaction wins. And that's what we have to get good at, is we have to understand how to cause people to react. If you own your failure, you'll own your success. So what is personal growth? You know, I think about entrepreneurship. Some of us are in this to do social good and make money. Some of us are into this for political causes and make money. Some of us are just here to make money. But we all have different motivations. So we all define growth differently. Could be a bigger house, a bigger car, whatever it is, we all define it differently. But what is common about growth? Benjamin Franklin, if you do tomorrow what you did today, you will get tomorrow what you got today. That is the definition of not growing. Every day, every hour, how do we find those resources? How do we find the energy, the knowledge to do that? That's what I want to talk about. If you do it the same tomorrow, there's no growth. If you attain the same result tomorrow, there's no growth. So how do we get better?
That which you do not hate, you will eventually tolerate. I think that identifies most people's lives. In other words, average becomes sort of like this slow asphyxiation. It's almost like an anesthetic. And that over time, we become kind of immune and dulled to the average that we're becoming. You're gonna get out of your life what you'll accept. That's really difficult for people, I think, to understand is, look, what you think you're worth and what you're gonna tolerate is absolutely what you're gonna bring into your life and what the outward part of your life's gonna look like. And so I live by that. Like, I let myself sort of feel the pain and the difficulty of being not where I wanna be in whatever that area is, whether it's my spirituality, my relationships, my money. I let myself feel that pain because, as you know, there's two motivators, right? There's the gaining of pleasure, right? Wanting to go get something, chasing the dream. But then there's the avoidance of pain. And for a lot of champions, that's a pretty big driving force for them. And so at least for me, I leverage both of those things on me to get myself to take action. And I think anytime you meet somebody like yourself or myself who might now appear self-confident, it's because I really had to find tools and resources because I was so insecure and shy and introverted. So I had to find techniques and resources to build that up in me. And for me, it's very simple. It's the promises that I keep to myself. If I have a habit over and over beginning to stack one on top of the other of keeping promises I make to me, not other people. Most people don't give themselves enough credit all the time. They're very aware of these 20% things and not aware of the 80, right? And that's why the dosage is so important too. You've nailed it. It should be 80-20, right? Because people get addicted to this. I'm not good at this. People don't like this about me. I don't feel good. Instead of focusing on the 80 and stacking it up, wow, I did eat what I said I was going to today. I did get up when I said I was going to. I made the amount of phone calls. I treated people in such a way I promised myself. It's not just doing those things. It's rewarding it. It's being aware of it and stacking that up. The minute you begin to get external in your life, worrying about what other people think about you, right? You've lost all control and it never fills you up. And people's admiration, people's gratitude towards you will never fill you up. It's your own. It's your own inside. And so for me, self-confidence comes from keeping the promises I make to myself. And the other part of it is being aware I'm doing it.
If you've never listened to something in your life aggressively and intentionally, I need you to listen to me now. Because you are alive by design. And the moment that you understand that design, your future awaits.
The stage is set, and it's time to rock and roll. You are walking into an arena, and you must be ready to work. There could be no weakness. There could be no excuses. The application and how you apply it will determine the outcome of your success.
We are in a generation where we want everything to be fast. One of the hard truths about life is that success takes time.
Life is fragile. You're only mortal. You only have so much time to get it done. So get it done.
You cannot mess around and play games with it. So what are you made of? What are you prepared to do? Will you finish what you start, or will you make excuses? What is it going to take?
The truth of the matter is that greatness takes time. Success takes time.
I need you to live every day from this moment forth as if it's your last.
And my challenge with this generation, my challenge with our current culture, is we are trying to rush.
Life is a vapor. You are mortal. You don't have time to waste.
There is no easy. Easy is not the way to go. You can't get strong being easy. You can't get faster being easy. You can't be the best makeup of yourself being easy.
We want everything now. And if it doesn't come quick, and if it doesn't come in a hurry, we will abandon it.
Easy won't pay your bills. You can't cash that check being easy. Hard work, determination is the key.
If you're not where you want to be financially, if you're not where you want to be emotionally, physically, relationally, 10 times out of 10, it is because you have settled in a place called convenience.
If our dream isn't accomplished in 2 weeks, we're done.
So I need you to put in 1,000% every single day. Get hungry, stay hungry.
You got a legacy. Power in your name.
A legacy is something that is passed down. It is your mark. It is your footprint in the earth. It is your contribution to the world. Your legacy is something that is passed down. You are leaving a legacy whether you want to or not. Everybody in this room is going to leave a legacy. The question is, are you going to be intentional about the legacy you're leaving? I don't care about legacy. I'm single. I don't care about legacy. I don't have no kids. I don't care about legacy. My family never cared about me. I don't care about them. My life is my own. Why do I need to even think about legacy? Well, here's the thing I have to say to you. The thing you need to know is this. You are leaving a legacy whether you want to or not. Are you actually going to be intentional, or are you just going to let anything be passed down, anything be given to others on your behalf? Some of us lived a life that stunk so bad, and many of you are paying a price for a life that you didn't live, but somebody lived before you, and they handed you down a name or a life that stunk so bad that now you got to pay forever for it. And I'm here to let you know, stop giving people this dirty, nasty, stinky life. Why don't you build a legacy so when somebody get into the car of your life, they want to say thank you instead of I can't believe what you did to me. Everybody here has struggled with an addiction that's not yours. It was an addiction that your family didn't deal with. It was an addiction that your father just overlooked. And so it got passed down to you. And now you're struggling with this addiction. But truthfully, if you track the addiction, your father had it, and your grandfather had it, and your great-grandmother had it, and your whole family had it. And because they didn't deal with it, because they weren't thinking legacy, now you're driving in a car that you gotta pay for. And God is saying, the buck stops here, that this is it. I put you in the earth because you're about to stop some stuff. What if I told you that your blessing is attached to your name? That part of the reason why you're not wealthy yet is because you keep trying to make Yolanda wealthy. You keep trying to make Tasha wealthy. What if you made Johnson's wealthy? What if you started thinking about your kids? What if you started thinking about your legacy? Because now you're not just thinking about you, you're thinking kingdom. I don't know what my name meant before I got here, but I know it's gonna be before I leave. You are passing something down whether you want to or not. I know people who went to go buy a house. And when they went to go buy a house, they saw their credit report. And the credit score was so jacked up. And when they saw the report, they realized that mama had gave out their social security number to the whole family. And everybody done rented stuff and didn't pay back. And everybody had electric bills and cell phones that don't even exist no more. Why? Because somebody didn't care about legacy and they handed you a bill. And now you can't walk in Canaan, not because of your issues, but because of some issues that were passed down. God forbid you are sitting in this place saying, I don't care about legacy. You need to care about it because somebody's got to live in the life you have. There are some people who are attached to you who say, mama, can you do something with this name? There's some people who are saying, dad, can you do something with this name? Maybe God gave you the name to change and reverse some of the stuff that the name meant one day. I wish there was somebody in this room that say my name might mean one thing right now, but I promise after today, this name's getting ready to change. I promise after today, everybody's gonna want my last name. I'm here to let you know you are a curse breaker. You're thinking kingdom. You are not just getting married, you're breaking a curse. You are not just graduating from college, you're breaking a curse. You are not just getting out of high school, you're breaking a curse. You are not just saved, you're breaking a curse. And everybody around you is about to be blessed because of what God's getting ready to do in your life. And I'm telling you that you are going to have to look at your life and recognize that everything you are doing right now is having major and great impact. If you're gonna leave a legacy, you're gonna have to remember how you started, but focus on how you finish. Legacy is built now, but experienced later. If you are going to leave a legacy, you got to start building now. I'm talking to college students, okay? Don't wait, oh, when I graduate, 4 years, I'm just going to live it up. And then when I graduate, I'm going to be free. I'm going to get serious about my life. Can I tell you something? I know 40-year-olds who are living under the consequence of things they did from 18 to 22. And they thought that when they left school, that they left the issue, not realizing that the issue followed them all the way into their adulthood. I'm telling you that right now you are a builder. Right now, you have to start building your life now. You got to start building credit now. You got to start building your finances now. You got to think like a farmer. A farmer thinks sowing. I'm sowing seeds, realizing that I'm not going to reap this until later. Your last name is bigger than your first name. I don't care how you got your name, but you need to be living for your last name. Your first name is about you, but your last name is about us. McDonald's is a last name. Abercrombie and Fitch, last names. Armani is a last name. Baskin Robbins is a last name. Chrysler is a last name. Fisher Price, Gucci, Hennessy, Harley Davidson, Hilton, Honda, Kohl's, Kraft Foods, Lowe's Movie Theater, Marriott is a last name, Maybach is a last name, Nordstrom is a last name, Pillsbury is a last name, Porsche is a last name, Procter & Gamble, two last names, Rolls Royce, Charles Rolls, Henry Royce, last names, Turner Broadcast System, Ted Turner, last name. Versace, last name. Wells Fargo, Henry Wells, William Fargo, last name. Walgreens, last name. Wrigley's, last name. Welch's Grape Juice, last name. Here you are, you think you're buying a product. You are not buying a product, you're buying a name. You think you're wearing a product. Hey, look at this product. No, you're saying look at this family. And what you don't know is while you making every family rich, you making yourself broke. So you done went to one family called Wells Fargo and got $200,000 so you can go to another family called Rolls Royce so you can give them money to get yourself a car so you can go back to the hood and see the Joneses and say, look at what I got. Meanwhile, Wells Fargo, their family's sitting up being rich and Harley Davidson's and Rolls Royce are being rich and the Joneses are sitting there holding up people's stuff saying, look at what we did and we broke.
Stop wasting time. Don't die full of leftover things that you want to do. Cemeteries are the place with the most wealth, an area where people are lying but never had a chance to finish their dreams and realities and had so many things that they want to do.
I speak into existence that you will live out every dream. You will be the millionaire and you will be a billionaire. When you don't understand the power of your words, you don't understand the power of manifestation. You become what you speak. In order for you to manifest your dream, you got to be the first one that believe in you. Don't worry about what nobody else say, man. Speak life into your dreams.
We call it a rough patch, a speed bump, a dark place. Those times when circumstances or situations come in and knock us off our course. It could be an injury, a passing of a loved one, a financial setback, or maybe a failed attempt at something new.
There comes to a point in your life that you must recognize that there's a little bit more that has to be done than just complaining about it. You have to realize that you don't have any other opportunities waiting for you if you're not willing to work for the first opportunity that's been given to you. You don't have a lot of time left, so there's no reason to complain.
You gotta tap into what you believe in. Speak into existence anything that you desire to speak into existence, and I know that you can do it, man. Do you believe in yourself? That's all that actually matters. If you never understand your worth, people gonna always pay you pennies.
But yet you're still complaining. You don't have that right to just give up. You don't have that right to just throw in the towel and say that it's over for you.
Stop wasting time. Because if you live every second like it's your last, you will never waste time.
It's time for you to recognize the person that you are being is not the person that you have to be. It's time for you to be more motivated than you've ever been in your entire life, rather than settling for what you have. Chances are you didn't wake up one day and think, I just want to be a mediocre person. I want to be like everybody else. No, you had a burning desire to learn, to grow, and evolve. The problem is that you settled into a world that said, it's okay to be comfortable. It's okay to stay where you are. But the fact is, if you're staying where you are, you're going backwards. You see, to be motivated means to move through things. The word motivation comes from the Latin of motive. What is your motive for doing what you're doing? Let's be honest. You have goals. You have dreams. You have ambitions. We all do. We are what the Greeks called teleological. We are goal-centered creatures. We need targets, things to aim for. But most of us are just settling for things that don't give us the greatest joy. The fact is, we are all here to grow, to evolve, and to contribute. Jim Rohn famously said that the difference between us and all of the other animals on the planet is that we have the dignity of choice. A tree doesn't think to itself, well, you know what, I've had enough of growing, I'm just gonna stay here. No, it does what it is meant to do. Every living soul, every living cell lives for one reason. It lives to grow, to express itself fully. Every day when we're not allowing ourselves to be who we are truly capable of being, there is a part of us that is dying. The question I want to ask you right now is, who do you want to become? What is it that you want to leave on this earth? In the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey, he talks about the first two habits: to be proactive, to be active, to have the motivation to move through. But the biggest challenge that we all face in moving through life is the challenges that we have going on inside our own mind. A part of us that wants us to stay where we are, to stay with what is familiar, to stay with what is comfortable to us. There is a disease in the world right now, and it's called being comfortable, settling for what you have. We are not settlers. We are hunters, we are gatherers. We are designed to move, to evolve, to move through the biggest battle we will ever face. And it's the battle inside our mind. Right now or tomorrow, when you wake up, the battle begins with a part of you that is motivated to keep you where you are, and another part that wants you to get up and get on and make your life and the world a better place. The second habit in the 7 habits of highly effective people is to begin with the end in mind. The end of what? The day, the week, the month? No, your life. Your life is running out. And what do you want the legacy of your life to be? Take a moment now to imagine being at your own funeral. What do you want people to be saying about you? What is the impact that you want to have? See, when you start to think about the end in mind, you can start to allow yourself to be motivated to go out and create, to go and close the gap between where you are and where you're capable of being. From my experience of having worked in the field of personal development for over 30 years, I can tell you that the majority of people are suffering right now because they're settling for a life of mediocrity. They're settling to be stuck in the middle of a rugged mountain, which is what the word means. You are here to grow, and it's time for you to recognize that your future is unwritten, and you have the power to change. Today, make that commitment to no longer live a life by chance, but to live an extraordinary life by design. As you think about advancing, evolving, and getting better, to be motivated isn't a destination, it's a commitment to get better. And every single day, you're not going to feel like doing so many things. And that is what the disease of being comfortable has done. It has made so many of us go, well, you know what? I just don't feel like it. Say this right now. What is not feeling like anything got to do with what I need to do based on who I want to become? It's time for you to recognize and create a new identity. The word identity really means you identify with the person you are, the person you have practiced being, and all you're doing is recreating that with a new identity, with the version of yourself that you are inspired and motivated to go and carve out every single day. Your future is unwritten. And you have the power to change. It's time for you not just to be a hero in the beginning. It's time for you to be a hero every single day as you turn down the voice of stay where you are, don't do this, it's not worth it, and turn up the genius inside you, the guiding voice that wants you to advance, wants you to be motivated to go out and make you and the lives of people around you better. Thousands of years ago, it was recognized that people would start things with great intentions, to be a hero in the beginning, only for their enthusiasm to go out the back door before they knew it. It's time for you to rise up and move to a place that you've not gone before, to boldly go where you have not gone before. It's time for you to be an example, not just to yourself, but all the people around you that are settling for a life of unfulfillment, dissatisfaction. It's time, like never before, for you to have the motive, for you to be motivated to go above and beyond anything that you have done before. Let's do this.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.